So I see you're dieting again.
Yeah, I'm dieting again. But this time it's going to be different.
You said the same thing last time.
But this is different because this is keto diet.
Okay, keto diet. What is that?
Okay, so keto diet is a diet where you get to eat a lot of fat. I mean, I'm not going into the scientific things about it. It seems to be a very effective diet, and I'm seeing a lot of people on internet following the diet and losing a lot of kilograms.
Is it the same diet which AIB's Tanmay Bhatt is following?
Yeah, I think that is the same thing. And this is the same diet that Sahil Makhija from Demonic Resurrection is also following. He has a YouTube account called Headbangers Kitchen. And he prepares all these keto recipes. So keto diet is basically you eat 75% fat, which we used to consider as something dangerous for our body. And you eat around 20% protein and rest of 5% as carbs. So you reduce carbs to a level where your body starts burning the fats instead of carbs to generate energy.
Oh, so
and in that way, all these carbs which gets converted to your body fat also is reduced. So that is the thing.
Okay, so that's the recipes he has been posting lately.
Yeah, I'm actually preparing those recipes one by one, and it's been going great so far. I prepared, what did I prepare? I prepared pork, I prepared some chicken, and I prepared the panna cotta and all
and,
that stuff.
And what is that? Cauliflower rice?
Cauliflower rice is my favorite.
Yeah,
now.
Which was a hit. Actually, I was thinking how would it turn out, but then I had it and I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. I can vouch for it.
The fried rice which I made was, I mean, it's definitely, it's not anything compared to rice. I mean, it's not, you cannot expect it to be very similar to rice, but it's really good in a way, right?
No, it's unique. Like, it's different from what you have, like, on a daily basis. You know, it's a welcome change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about keto diet. Normally, going out and eating in restaurants is not considered healthy by many people. But recently, we went to a restaurant called Thalp here in Kalyan Nagar. Surprisingly, they had a menu for keto. I mean, they had a separate menu called keto menu in which they had many of these items which were made using keto products. I had a beef sandwich. Surprisingly, again, in keto, grains are completely not permitted. But they had this bread which they claim to be keto bread. I did some research on that and how they prepared this bread. It is prepared entirely out of cream cheese and egg.
Wow. Yeah, I had the same thing too. And I couldn't like feel the difference. You know, it was different, but you know, you felt that it's bread. I couldn't like figure out it's made out of egg or and cheese. Well, anyway, this episode we're gonna talk about food again. We're gonna go back to our restaurant roundups, and
you know, this is a welcome change from your serial killer stuff. I like these kind of episodes more. it brightens my day actually.
I don't know. I like those kind of stuff. So, yeah. You know, we can probably get this restaurant roundups, you know, a lot more.
I think once a month, at least one episode
will
be great.
This has been, I think, after 3 months we are doing it.
Yeah, but for next 1 month, I doubt if I'll be going anywhere other than Thalp because I'm in keto for a month.
Maybe so. We can do a, what is that, home cooking roundup.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Let's go back to Thalp.
Yeah, so as I said, Thalp has many awesome keto recipes. Hmm. And they also have desserts which are made of keto. One of them is called peanut butter fat bomb. So you can eat a lot of fat. So I like these kind of recipes where, you know, I have done many diets before, as you know. All of them were about restricting your food and eating all these things which you normally don't like. You know, like eating a lot of vegetables and stuff. I like veggies, but just vegetables don't, you know, stick with me. So in keto, the thing that I like a lot is you can eat meat and you can eat a lot of cheese and stuff. So you are increasing your fat, right? So when I went to Thalp, you order this burger, you get to eat a lot of mayonnaise and you burger or sandwich, both of them. You get to eat a lot of mayonnaise and you have a lot of cheese inside and you can eat this peanut butter dessert and stuff, almond desserts and stuff like that. So that is going to be my favorite restaurant for the coming month at least.
So it's it's not, it's instead of being a healthy, non-delicious diet, this one is a healthy and delicious diet.
Exactly. That's what I like a lot about this diet. And I already start, feel the difference a bit. I'm not saying that I've lost a lot of weight, but I feel more light and I'm on a 2-meal-a-day course. I'm not eating 3 meals. I'm eating 2 meals every day. So it feels really good in my stomach. I feel much better.
So this is the kind of diet you do for a period of time. And then once you lose weight, you go back to...
Yeah, you can go... You don't go back and start gorging.
Yeah,
control your diet still, but you don't need to do keto forever. Yeah. You can stop it and start it.
I almost said go back to your old habits.
Yeah. Then coming back to Thalp again, Thalp has a brilliant menu other than this keto. They have a lot of American style sandwiches and burgers and even pasta and stuff. The restaurant as such, don't expect that much of an ambience. It's a regular restaurant. And most of the people order takeaway from there rather than going there and sitting and eating. But I like the place and I'm yet to try the other stuff because of my diet. Once I'm done with this, probably I'll go and try their rest of the stuff.
When we went there, it was... Before you started keto diet, so we had something like pork vindaloo and and we had they had idiyappam kind of stuff too,
correct,
which was pretty tasty. I was not expecting that, and the platter was very awesome. It tasted so good. So yeah,
pork vindaloo is one thing that I tried making at home.
It was awesome actually.
Yeah, thanks to Sahil.
Yeah.
All right, then. So talking about restaurants, one of the other things that our friend Ranjit, we all like is coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee is one of the favorite things. We have traveled, far and wide to drink, coffee from different places. And especially during our long journeys, we make sure that we stop at one of the coffee days and have some kind of coffee. I like little strong coffee. And one of the places that we have found out recently in Kalyan Nagar is this place called The Roastery. Mm-hmm. I feel that in Bangalore, this is the place where you get the best coffee. The way I feel about it.
I've been there only once. I had cappuccino and I could feel the difference, from other places, including Coffee Day. They brew the coffee at their place only. And I don't know what the process is, but it tastes a lot more fresher than the other coffee you get from anywhere else.
Yeah, I think the major difference is this is not a chain. This is not like a franchisee kind of a thing. It's a standalone restaurant and they brew their coffee. Everything is done in-house. And they have really good ambience is what I felt. You can sit there for hours if you want to do some work, you want to read a book. They have some books there as well, but you can carry on your own stuff. Nobody's going to ask you to get out once you're done with your meal. In some places they do that. I had this very bad experience when I went to Corner House Ice Cream Store.
What?
I just finished my ice cream and immediately that guy came, sir, there are other customers waiting,
Are you serious?
That was the last time I, ever went to Corner House. Anyway, keeping that aside, but this place, Roastery, is amazing. Like the coffee shops you see in Europe and, America, where people go and sit and get their work done. They have very good ambience, low music, and the entire place smells of amazing, rich coffee.
That's the best part.
That is the best part. That's what I like about the place.
As a matter of fact, I remember when we first started frequenting Kalyan Nagar area, we used to park our car at the same area, in that inside lane. And we used to pass Roastery and go to the restaurant we wanted to. So me and Ranjit used to say, what is this place? It's inside. No one is there. Most of the time, afternoons, evenings, not many people used to be there. But yeah, we didn't actually realize how good it is. But later on now, I think it's catching up. The place is having a lot more customers these days.
It's more crowded these days, but it still maintains this amazing ambience. And I am up for a coffee anytime. I like their Cafe Mocha, which is super, super awesome.
I'm yet to try that.
So yeah, if you're anywhere around Kalyan Nagar and you feel like having a coffee, definitely give this place a try. It will not disappoint you.
Yeah.
The amount of coffee that they serve is also very generous. It's not like in a small cup, it's like a huge cup, and you really feel like you're full once you're done with the coffee.
We are the kind of people who take a take very less time to eat and eat or drink. And when we went there, I ordered the cappuccino and it took me like 45 minutes to finish.
Yeah, you the thing
which
about
made
the,
me realize,
yeah, the thing the thing about the place is if you're going with your friends, right, you feel like sitting down and having a talk.
Yeah.
That's the kind of place I like. Once I was working from home, me and Ranjit, we both were working from home. I went there. We sat for almost 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
So that was a great experience. So definitely give this place a try. It's called The Roastery. Go and check it out in Kalyanagar if you're around.
Yeah, we'll link it.
Yeah. So continuing with beverages, I think Drunken Monkey has become something of somewhat a thing in Bangalore now, right?
Yeah, it's like a chain. You'll see it everywhere and they have some amazing drinks.
Yeah, they have this kind of, what do you call it? It's like milkshake kind of a thing with a lot of things which are normally not put in milkshake, like, you know, cheesecake, milkshake, that, this and all that.
Even have like protein shakes. And
yeah,
stuff.
You have one in Kalyanagar, one in Indranagar and all that. But that's not what we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about something that has come up lately called Frozen Bottle, which is kind of similar to this.
You know, I'm pretty sure they've copied the whole thing from
but
Drunken
I was really
Monkey,
surprised.
Yeah.
I thought initially it's just a copycat and, you know, it's gonna be the same thing what they are trying to provide in Drunken Monkey. But these guys have certain flavors which are really exceptionally good. I would even go ahead and say it is better than what they provide
in
Drunken
So, I am a cheesecake fan, right? So, I used to always have, cheesecake milkshake from Drunken Monkey.
Yeah.
And when we went to Frozen Bottle for the first time, I knew I was going to try cheesecake milkshake. And to be honest, it tasted even better than the milkshake you get from a Drunken Monkey. And I was surprised. It was actually a pleasant surprise and I'm pretty sure I'll go there a lot more times.
I think they have opened one in Kalyanagar. No?
Yeah, they said that they have opened, but I don't know where exactly it is. But we have been to only the one which is in Indranagar.
So if you are somewhere in 83 feet road in Indranagar, definitely, you know, try out Frozen Bottle.
Also, one more thing is that Drunken Monkey just have one standard size. Mm-hmm. Frozen Bottle has like one smaller size and like 1.5 liter.
Oh, that is really helpful, actually. Sometimes when you order from Drunken Monkey, you get so full that you might not be able to finish the drink. It's happened with... Maybe it doesn't happen with people like us because we anyway eat.
It has happened with me, but I don't care. I just drink it. Yeah. You know?
So in Frozen Bottle, you have a smaller bottle which you can order. If you're going there after a meal, like, you know, just to have dessert, then you can order the smaller one and have it.
Yeah. But I don't think they have sandwiches and everything which you get from...
No, this is... I think this is just the drinks. Yeah. There's nothing else. Yeah. Maybe they have some kind of ice cream. They have ice creams and stuff. But major thing is, you know, you wouldn't want to try those ice creams. I would suggest you try these drinks, which are much better.
Okay. So, let's jump to something similar. You know, dessert kind of stuff.
Looks like a dessert day, especially when I am on keto.
Probably we'll have like two more. Let's you know, provoke you to have something sweet.
No, I'm not going to break this. You know, but you know, there are keto desserts as well. I can have them.
Damn.
I'm going to order tomorrow something from Thalp.
Why don't you make it?
I can. I'm waiting for the weekend. I don't get much time on weekdays to cook. So weekend, I'm going to make some peanut butter dessert and stuff like that.
I won't be able to eat it.
You can see it on Instagram.
Oh, damn. Well, okay, let's jump into the next one, which is Menchie's.
The yogurt place.
Yes, frozen yogurt.
Yes. I had a very different concept about yogurt before I went to this place because yogurt has always been that sour cream kind of thing for me. But this place, you cannot make out the difference. It looks exactly and tastes exactly like ice cream.
Yeah. So, a fact about me, I hate anything which is related to, you know, like yogurt, curd, buttermilk, or any kind of stuff. I like only like the sweet stuff you get from milk. I just hate frozen yogurt. And when you guys suggested, like, let's go to Menchie's, and I asked you, like, what do you get there? So, you told me, like, you get frozen yogurt. It's like ice cream. You just add some toppings and eat it. So I was like very skeptical. I thought like it won't be good. I wouldn't like it personally. But the first time we went there, I was surprised. It was amazing. And the best part is you can choose how much you want.
Yeah, I like that thing. And I especially like the way you decide what flavors you want. So they have this multiple flavors and this fountain Pepsi kind of a thing where you get a cup you can go and mix all the flavors you want. Then you can put all the toppings that you want. Then you can put all the syrups that you want. And then you wait, and according to the amount that you have, the grams that you have in your cup is what your bill is going to be.
Yeah, I think it's 1 rupee per gram.
Yeah, something like that.
And first time we went, the mistake I think I did was I put the ice cream yogurt first. So by the time I went to the toppings place, right, it was all full and I didn't have much place. So my advice for you would be to put the toppings first and then choose the ice cream. So, otherwise, you'll regret it.
In that case, they won't be the toppings anymore, right? Toppings are the things that stay on top.
That's true, but you know, if you want to try everything, you'll have to do something
but,
like that.
Yeah, I agree to your part. If you're a person who likes toppings more than your ice creams, but it's more about tasting those different flavors.
No. I didn't mean like I
yogurt.
Like toppings more than ice cream, but they have like a lot of toppings which would make you like, you know, get your cravings high and you want to try out everything.
They have butterscotch, they have all the chocolate kind of
chips,
stuff, and they
have Snickers. And cashew peanuts and all that, yeah. So that's one place you have to check out if you're like a dessert fan and frozen yogurt fan. But it won't taste like frozen yogurt. It'll taste more like ice cream.
So this is pretty close to the Indiranagar metro station, right opposite to Toit, if you know where Toit is.
So from frozen yogurt, let's jump into ice creams. So we have been to Creamstone a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, Creamstone is a place which is, you know, kind of like a frozen bottle to Drunken Monkey for Cold Stone.
So, Creamstone is inspired by Cold Stone.
Yeah. So, lately, they've opened one outlet in Indiranagar, I think. It's there only in Indiranagar, is it?
I think so at this point. But, the way this ice cream place is different from other places, both Creamstone and Cold Stone, is like, they have these different flavors which you can select, and they have all these toppings. They kind of mix together these toppings and ice cream and crush them over a cold stone which is maintained at, I think, -18 degrees. And they mix everything together. You can select whatever ingredients you want. At least in Cold Stone, you have an option. Creamstone, it comes as a package, right?
You
have different kind of flavors which comes with different toppings and all that. In Cold Stone, you can select your flavors. You even have ready-made, combos, which you can select. Or you can select individually and pay for it separately.
You'll get the wafer waffle thing with that and select the topping, everything. So, what are your favorite flavors when it comes to Cold Stone?
They have so many flavors, it's hard to choose. Every time I go there, it's a dilemma too. But, you know, I have one favorite, which is called Biscottino. Mm. It has this nice, I think it's a cookie kind of a flavor. I don't know what exactly it is. It's hard to describe. You can probably go and try it out. I have that one, and I like this cookie dough flavor.
Yeah.
And cheesecake is my favorite again. So these three are my favorite ones.
The thing is, you can't actually choose a favorite, because when you go there each time and you mix flavors and you try it out, then you'll be like, wow, this tastes better than what you had. So I'd say cheesecake is one go-to. Then you have like vanilla batter. Then salted caramel is also amazing. They have this red velvet flavor too, which is available there now and then. You should try that too.
And you have an option to select whether you want in a cup with a waffle, on it, which you can. And you have multiple toppings, as in, you have coconut and roasted almonds and whatnot.
Also, they have milkshakes, which are like super thick and, very rich. Okay, so
definitely try Cold Stone as well. I think it's a famous brand. I think they have chains in US and all that. Go and try it out if you are looking out for a very good ice cream place. So I think we have done enough
sweet
and dessert and stuff like that. Let's move on to something different. So we went to this place called Beer Garden in Mahadevpura few weeks back for their buffet. I think we went during the lunchtime. And they have this buffet which has you have three options for that. One is just the food and mocktails and all this non-alcoholic beverages. I think it comes around 9:50. the one which we took was 1450, which included beer along with all the food.
The beer is brewed there.
Yeah, they have a brewery there itself.
So that's the difference.
And if you go for the next one, which is 1950 rupees, you get to drink hard drinks as well, hard liquor as well.
So if you go for the 1950 package, you get to have hard liquor, then beer and mocktails, and then all the food. So we went for the middle package, which
we were not in a mood to drink in the afternoon. So we thought we'll just settle down with beer. The food was, you have a wide variety there. Actually, you have Indian, continental and everything in between, and sushi, and you have, you know, Chinese, and you have, you even have pasta and all that stuff. So it's a mixture of Italian.
Pork belly too, like.
Yeah. So we ended up trying all the Indian stuff first, so we didn't have much space left in our tummies for the actual good stuff, which is in the ground floor.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting in the first floor, don't make the mistake of starting with the first floor items. Go to the ground floor, start eating from there. There you have pasta and you know, all this sushi. And sushi might not be as great as what you get in a proper sushi place like Teppan or other places, but it was good.
Yeah, they also have a dessert counter where you get, you know, the ice creams, which is like, you know, put in put
cream
on the
stone
slab,
kind of a thing. Yeah,
and they'll mix it. So you also have jalebi. Oh, the jalebi was amazing. It still lingers in my mouth. And the mistake we did was we had a lot of starters. And we, even before we finished the starter, we had like one full beer, one full mug of beer.
Yeah.
So we were not able to try like too much. Probably next time we go, we'll go for the 1950 package. Don't you think so?
Yeah, so I think all the food that we ate from there was good. You have options like biryani and chicken curry and mutton and all that. And you also have these bite-sized things available like with cheese and all that stuff. And you have small, you know, some Jaljeera kind of drinks as well. One thing worth mentioning is the pina colada that they serve there.
Yeah, after having that, I wanted to try it out and make it at home. But yeah, it was not that great. It came out as pineapple juice. Okay, so the next place, something different we wanted to try. And we went to this place in Kalyan Nagar called Thran.
Yeah, Thran is a Korean restaurant. So I like, you know, this noodles and all that kind of stuff. So we thought we'll go and see what. We have had Chinese, we have had Japanese. I'm familiar with both. I was a little curious about what you have in a Korean restaurant. So we went there. Very fascinating dishes. It's hard to pronounce the names as such. But I remember I ordered some ramen with seafood. So in the seafood, they had octopus, which was a thing that I was very excited about. I wanted to taste octopus always. And they had some prawns and some fish and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I tried this dish called Nakji Diop. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
So basically, it's rice with rice and vegetables with octopus. So I've always wanted to try octopus, and it was the opportunity which we got. And to be honest, I was surprised that I liked it. I'm not sure if you, like, most of you would like it. If you're someone who wants to explore these kind of food, it's a great place to start with. And they had like sushi, which was, you know, like, it's not like the proper ones you get.
Yes, sushi is very inexpensive there. Yeah. Let me tell you, it might start even at 250 rupees.
It was 250 bucks.
But, you know, it doesn't feel like real sushi. But if you just want to get a taste of it, you can have it. But I wouldn't recommend that. Go for the other dishes that they have. They're really good. This ramen and all this octopus stuff.
Yeah, it was actually a welcome change, and I liked it. But if you're someone who would get the gag reflex by seeing the tentacles and all that, don't go.
Don't order it at all, because you might not feel comfortable with it. But it was really tasty is what I felt. So Thran is in Kalyan Nagar again. I think it's opposite to Brooklyn.
Yeah,
it's opposite to Brooklyn.
It's under the Grill House.
If you have seen Grill House, this is under in the ground floor.
Yeah.
And it's a good restaurant. Please give it a try. And the staff are very good. Mm-hmm. They are well behaved. And they are very welcoming kind of people. Yeah. So, yeah, we liked it.
Okay, so welcoming kind of people. So, there is another place where we went to, like in Fraser Town, called Alibaba. Pretty welcoming. But the thing is that if you're going there, please order your food like 3 hours. Just call them and order the food at least like 3 hours before you go there.
I have just two problems with the place. The ambience was not that great. It was like very dimly lit and little shoddy kind of a place. But I will completely forget about that part because the food was amazing. The only problem, which as you mentioned, was the 2 hour wait to get the food.
Yeah. And we were so hungry when we went there. And we ordered, I think we ordered the biryani, which is called Laham Kabsa. Right? It's like mutton biryani.
Oh, that's Lamb that kabsa. Is just, that is just, I think someone has brought it down from heaven to earth. It's as good as that because I have had many different biryanis from different parts of India. We are from Kerala. They have different kind of biryani there. I've had Hyderabadi biryani. I've had biryani that they make in Karnataka called Donne biryani. And everything is good. Even Ambur biryani, the
I've
most famous
Kolkata
one.
I've had Kolkata biryani too, the one with potato. But this one.
But this one was out of this world. It was even the serving size was really huge.
I think that's because we ordered the...
Yeah, we... So, little bit about us. When we go to restaurants, we always order a lot of food. It's not a question about whether we can finish it. It's about trying out different things. And most of the times, we do finish it.
Not most of the times. I think we've never not finished it.
I think only in Alibaba, we didn't finish and we had to parcel it home.
We had it though. Well, the thing was, we ordered some drinks. I think Sulaimani iced tea. And all that stuff. And the drinks came after 1 hour. Almost like 45 minutes, 1 hour. And then we waited for another half an hour to get the hummus.
Yes.
And the kaboos, whatever it is.
The first thing we got is the Sulaimani, which I was like happy with.
Yeah. And then we had ordered one mutton platter, which took another 1 hour. And it was like the serving portion size were like a lot. And by the time we finished the hummus and the splatter, we were like almost full. And we waited for another hour. And
I had to go and remind that guy that we had ordered for biryani. Then the explanation he gave was this biryani is best eaten fresh. So after we provide the starters is when we started preparing it.
Maybe he went out and like, you know, cut the mutton like right there.
No
kill the mutton and
but,
all that. But
it was all worth it when it came in the end.
Hands down. We were so stuffed, but still it was like the most amazing experience, eating experience.
Another superb thing that they served was kunafa, which is an Arabic sweet with, you know, vermicelli and a lot of cheese and other stuff. You should try it, definitely. I don't know how to describe it, but I loved it a lot. Alibaba has another branch in Kalyanagar as well, from where we kind of order from Swiggy sometimes. Yeah. This kunafa we ordered a couple of
times. It's amazing. It's amazing.
So if you are in and around Kalyanagar or Fraser Town, definitely give this place a visit. But I don't know about Kalyanagar place, but Fraser Town, you might have to wait for some time. That's what it is. Arabic food at its best is what I felt.
So, let's round it off here.
Yeah, I think we are pretty much on time. So, we'll end it here. We have few more restaurants which we'll discuss in the upcoming episodes. But definitely do visit these places. These are some of the best places that we have been to. You have Korean food, you have Arabic food, and you have a lot of dessert places that we discuss. So,
and coffee too.
Coffee, that is the best thing.
Yeah, and if you are into keto or something, you can go to Tal too.
Of course, like me.
Okay then, so see you soon.